Just what is a trending topic?
A trending topic is a word or phrase that is tagged at a greater rate than other tags.
This is a trending topic.
Hashtag tunes.
Stop growing up and grow down with Jack and Brian as they rejoin the Trending Topics Network.
Hashtag tweet the table.
Get ready to have your face slammed through a table of wrestling knowledge as Captain Awesome and T-Mac bring you the Spanish Announce Table.
Hashtag Weekend Box Office.
Join Mr. Old School and his panel of critics as they are your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
Hashtag Mobile Technology.
Take a bite out of the mobile space on trending mobile technology as Piper the DJ breaks down iOS, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and many things in between. This is the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Better check in every day.
Because you never know what's going to be trending next.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Where that man is fucking an animal.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 96 for October 30th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, The Spanish Announce Table, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School, and before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMoviesDOTNet. Hashtag OSATM. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for this week. Episode 77 in a row, Mr. Heavyset.
Lucky number 77.
We've got Kev Boutrek, or not.
Howdy.
There he is. We've got Carp.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
The fuck are you supposed to be? We got D-Ren.
My lucky number is 69.
And we have...
Cock Talk.
Respect the cock.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
So we're going to change the format around a little bit. Previously, I would announce the news stories and then the panel would select, but I thought it'd be better if the panel could actually decide what they want to discuss. So we're going to throw it first to Heavyset. What do you got for this week's news?
And first off, the ladies love the 77 because they get eight more. Anyway, I picked... the news that came out on Monday that Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be cast as Doctor Strange.
Damon here with IGN News. Sherlock and Star Trek Into Darkness star Benedict Cumberbatch is reportedly in final negotiations to play Doctor Strange for Marvel Studios. The news comes via Deadline. Doctor Strange was recently name-dropped in Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Cumberbatch was first reported to be on Marvel's wish list some months ago, but then Joaquin Phoenix was approached for the role. Ultimately, Phoenix wouldn't commit to a multi-film contract. Cumberbatch's commitment is contingent on juggling his schedule filming the fourth season of Sherlock. The BBC series previously accommodated Sherlock's Dr. Watson, Martin Freeman, so he could film the Hobbit trilogy, and of course, Cumberbatch's smaller role as the Dragon Smaug. Scott Derrickson, director of Sinister, will direct Doctor Strange. We'll continue following this story here at IGN.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great casting. I would have liked Joaquin Phoenix, but Cumberbatch can definitely... What the fuck?
What's up?
Cumberbatch can definitely bring it. This guy has done a multitude of roles, including Julian Assange, and also in August, Osage County, I think. He played some, like, hick farmer guy, and he had the accent down. So this guy can go. He's British. I think he's a stage actor, too. And for him to be in the Marvel Universe just totally makes sense to me. He's got the cinematic chops. He's got the star power. I think he's going to be a great Doctor Strange. Heavy sets. Your thoughts?
If you would have let the, I think the second video clip play right after that, because actually I happened to watch both of them, because actually I did the same thing was I was reading the article, got to watch the first one. I'm like, okay, then I was finished reading. And that second one started up. I'm like, what? What's going on here? But they basically explain that it is like a 99% sure thing that this is going to happen. It's all going to depend on Benedict Cumberbatch's scheduling for the shooting of season 4 of Sherlock, which is so huge. But the thing people got to remember about that show is, A, there's only 3 episodes per season, but each episode is close to an hour and a half long. So they're like mini movies. So that's going to take X amount of time, but when his co-star, and I forget his name, he's in The Hobbit, they managed to work around shooting The Hobbit and Sherlock, so this is kind of almost a sure thing. They just got to hammer the final details out. I'm looking forward to this. Benedict Cumberbatch is one of the reasons why I really like the show Sherlock. I think he makes a better Sherlock than whatever the guy's name is from Elementary.
You mean the guy from Hackers there?
Yeah, I think of the guy. Whenever I see him, I think of one of the killers on Dexter, the season that he was on. He was like one of the main ones. I forget what his name was on the show. But I think this is going to be awesome. I think Benedict Cumberbatch is really becoming like a really hot commodity in, how would you put it, like geek movies? Like people are going to want to cast him because, A, audience loves him, and he does such a great work. And like you said, stage actor. I think a lot of the people that I think BBC picks up are stage actors, because that's one of the things they have to do over there. So this is awesome.
The guy's got a unique presence to him, too. He stands out. You know what I mean? He just looks like a bizarre kind of guy. So I think it's a fantastic casting. That's all I have nothing bad to say about it.
Oh, I totally agree. I think one thing I think about it, too, this is, because if I'm correct, Doctor Strange is a villain, correct?
No, Doctor Strange is
a villain. He's not a villain at all. He's actually became a new Avenger at a point. He's not, no, he's a good guy.
Ooh, that's awesome. Would his character fit how, because I don't know, have you watched Sherlock, whether that would fit in the premise? Because I think he did such a great job as Khan.
Yeah. So hold on, I got to put my spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Do we have to put a spoiler?
No, it's whatever. It's been a while. No, but here's the thing. You mentioned Khan. He was in August Osage County. He was Julian Assange. It's not like he's going to have to – they're going to have to fit him around the role. He can adapt to whatever role he gets given.
Also, Doctor Strange, the guy who's very calm, collected, he thinks more than he says. And thus, if you want to take a role that works the best for him would be maybe the Sherlock. But I mean, then again, like Old School said, he'll bring whatever he needs to the role. I didn't care for the news. I'll tell you why. It's not that it's good casting, but it was like, oh, him again. Because he's many things now at the very same time. He's Sherlock, he's Smaug, he was Khan, and now he's this. So it's like he's like the go-to guy for all this geek stuff. I would have preferred seeing someone like, who was up for the role initially?
Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin. That would have been a bit more fun. I would have been more impressed with this. Because this is too, in a way, predictable. They even had Ian McGregor in talks, which I would have had more fun with that too. It's been a while he hasn't been in a big franchise movie.
How about you, Grant?
No, but like, guys, no, I'll tell you what.
Nick Cage.
Now, I'll tell you what, guys.
We're going to steal Doctor Strange.
No, you'd be surprised. I watched interview with Nick Cage, and they asked him, what were the two Marvel movies you'd like to see most? And he said Doctor Strange and Namor. So, you know. Anyways, remember when J.J. Abrams was announced for Star Wars? That's how I feel about Cumberbatch for Strange. It's like the obvious choice. I would have liked it to be something else. That's just me.
All right, let's give the next story to Kebo Trek. Kebo Trek, what do you got?
Probably not a big surprise. We will go with Star Trek.
All right, so we got 5 alien species that the new Star Trek movie should consider including. First one, Kebo Trek, the Guardian of Forever. This is one of my favorite episodes of the original series. It's more like he's like the giant rock, but it's like a Q thing, but you can travel back in time into it. It stops time. It goes, he tells the future and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, without getting too, I guess, cheesy, I think they could make this work. What do you think?
Absolutely not.
Awful idea.
Why not?
This is, a lot of people consider this the absolute best episode of Star Trek. And pretty much any comparison that the movie is going to do is going to fall short. So I'd prefer if they really stay away from this.
Oh, the same thing with Khan, right? They should have stayed away with Khan, in your opinion.
Yes, but that wasn't necessarily why it didn't work, the movie. But yeah,
so you're saying there's no way they can recreate this to be as good as the original episode in the 60s?
No, I don't think they can, because like I said, this a lot of people consider this the best episode of Star Trek, and I think when you do this, if you put this alien in it, you're just going to draw comparisons to the original, and I don't think they can top it.
The Talosians, Kev.
Those, after reading this article, those are the only ones I'd maybe want to see in this.
Isn't Pike already in the wheelchair? How would that work?
Well, they do something different, but I guess my problem is that I want to see them do something new. I don't want them to just to grab another Star Trek race, because we're always going to compare it to the original. Like, I'd like to see them explore and get a new alien. But if they had to do something that we've already seen, I think the Talosians out of everyone would be the best choice out of the five we're going to see.
Wouldn't the Orions, though, be the most recognizable?
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I'd base a whole story, a whole movie around them. I think it's better, more of like it was in the first movie where it was peripheral.
Yeah, but you could, I wouldn't make them a prominent role, but they could be like, they could go there and like they get enslaved and stuff like that. I mean, I think it could be a part of their journey.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that, like if they're like as more of a side thing, but like as a main villain, definitely not.
I've got a question for Kebo, since I'm only a Star Trek fan due to the movies. I hope you don't hate me for it. That's how I got into Star Trek. But I'm wondering one thing. I thought that the best episode was the one where they go back in time.
That it,
isn't that like every third episode?
But that's actually the one you're talking about. The City on the Edge of Forever, and one of the first villain is, yeah, they go back the one in where, time.
Yeah, okay. Where there's like evil Leonard Nimoy, is that it?
Or No, that's something completely. That's
That's Amok Time.
No, that's
oh, the Mirror Universe.
Mirror Universe, yeah.
Yeah, Mirror Universe, sorry. Yeah. Wouldn't that be I thought that was one of the best episodes ever, no?
It was good in a different way than this typical Star Trek. I mean, it was fun, but I don't want to see that as a movie either.
I see, thanks.
Can I add one to this?
Sure.
I want to see Tribbles.
They had
those
last one.
They're fun. Tribbles. Yeah, but they're fun as like a little bit of humor.
By the way, if you're going to have Tribbles, you know what I want? I want the Gorn.
You son of a bitch.
I think the black group from Next Gen should come in. The black group that killed Denise Crosby.
That's racist. No,
I want to see them do something new. I'd like
Tholians.
I
love the Tholians. Like, I marked it when I saw them on Enterprise. They actually showed them.
They go with an existing villain, I want them to do a new story. I don't want it to be some rehash of what happened on the original show. So if it's like the Tholians, do something new and original. Don't just rehash the episodes we saw.
So you don't want to see the web if the Tholians come back?
Oh, I don't even mind necessarily the web, but I just...
Because that's like the leg drop of fucking Star Trek, you know what I mean? It's like, it's their finisher.
I'd want to see a unique story if we had the Tholians.
What's the Thace? Who are the Thaceans?
Again, this is a no. I don't think this would work in the context of... they were another like omnipotent kind of race, and I don't think it would work in the new Star Trek, especially because they're trying to go a bit more gritty and real. Like, I don't think they would work. And the last villain's absolutely not. The Salt Vampire.
The Salt Vampire?
Fun episode.
That's right for Carp, man.
But no,
what?
I think you'd fuck a Salt Vampire.
No, but basically, no. I want to see something new. I don't want to see another rehash like we got with Into Darkness.
Yeah, because the Gorn's more like comic relief, right? Like,
They can do a good story, but again, if you're going to do the Gorn, I feel like it would be a rehash, and I want to see something new.
The ultimate heels are the Klingons and the Romulans, right? Like,
yeah. But,
it's been done.
We had the Romulans in the first ones.
Klingons in the second
one. I want them
one to
go explore, so I don't want to see Klingons. Like, it's not, I find, as much exploring if we're just going to see the Klingons again.
When do you think they should introduce the Borg? If ever.
They shouldn't in the context of...
It would be breaking canon, right?
Not only that, I don't think it's necessary. Like, I know maybe a lot of people would want to see it, but I don't know. I want to see something new, and I want to be excited about something new where I'm in the back of my head, I'm not thinking, oh, I saw this already.
And we had First Contact as well, which had the Borg, so I mean...
Yeah.
Hey, and Old School learned a new word, canon. Good job in using it to context.
Well, that's because of Piper. I didn't know what it was. All right, let's throw it to Karp. His next news story involving Marvel announcing a bunch of movies. Let's play the clip and get his thoughts.
I'm Damon Hatfield, and this is IGN News. Marvel boss Kevin Feige is holding court at a big event right now in Los Angeles, where he has unveiled the dates and titles for a bunch of upcoming Marvel films. They are Captain America 3 is now Captain America Civil War and arrives on May 6, 2016. Doctor Strange is now confirmed and has a date of November 4th, 2016. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will hit on May 5th, 2017. Thor 3 is now called Thor Ragnarok and is scheduled for July 28th, 2017. Black Panther on November 3rd, 2017. Captain Marvel on July 6th, 2018. The Inhumans on November 2nd, 2018. Then Avengers Infinity War Part 1 hits on May 4th, 2018. And Avengers Infinity War Part 2 hits May 3rd, 2019. For much more from today's Marvel event, stay tuned to IGN.
So these guys, they're planning way in advance. Got 5 years. There are a lot of cool titles. Karp, let's throw it to you, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I had already known, just from the offset, I already knew there was going to be a Cap 3, Thor 3, and a third part of Avengers. But now adding Captain Marvel, I've always liked the Carol Danvers version of Captain Marvel, which I like. And the Inhumans should be really cool. I don't think a lot of people know the Inhumans. Like, they really didn't know Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's risky for Marvel, but it's most likely going to pull in money. And then finishing off with the end of the Infinity War is just like, I've already got these dates like in my phone planned for being in line at the cinema those days. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
May 3rd, 2019. I'm going to downtown Scotiabank.
Exactly. My phone will still be working then somehow, even though you have to replace them every year and a half.
It's an Apple product every 10 minutes.
I'm really looking forward to all this stuff. And I mean, with Disney's backing, all of this is easily going to happen.
Guaranteed, yeah. They've got unlimited money right now. Here's a question for you, Carl. Big important. If Cap 3 is Cap 3 Civil War, do we see Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, and Slavery Free?
No, I think we see Iron Man fighting Captain America for the Superhero Registration Act.
I have a question,
opinion.
Wait, oh, go ahead. Sorry, old school.
Cap America versus Abe Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, that has to happen.
Oh, shit.
I have a question for Carl.
Call up Asylum. I'm sure they'll get it going.
Carp.
Yo.
So, Civil War, you read the book. It's based on the Hero Registration Act where they have to divulge their secret identities. But I got a question for you, though. The current Marvel Universe, Cinematic Universe, has no secret identities. So, how would they work around that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I guess we'll have to see.
Because, the big crux was Spider-Man.
They're going to be having to add people, obviously.
Yeah, they'll have to add people. Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure, they've already shown in the last Captain America, they showed Strange, on the thing.
Yeah, but Strange doesn't have an identity either. He just said his name. He doesn't have a secret identity. Neither does Black Panther.
Stephen Strange.
Yeah, he's Stephen Strange. Yeah, the only ones that have one is Spider-Man. Spider-Man's got one. The X-Men. So, no, not even. It's, I guess, Spidey? But he was the crux in the comics. He was the one that switched sides. I don't know if that's a spoiler or not, old school. But anyways.
We'll have to see how it happens. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Soundbite is way too long.
Yeah, you gotta cut that shit down.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. We got a lot of stuff coming up, so
okay. We'll
see how Civil War goes. But if it's anywhere near how good, I thought the comic itself was good, the Civil War. So
the comic's phenomenal. I recommend it to everybody. It's phenomenal.
All right, so let's do a quick thing. Name one movie out of it you're most excited to see. Start with Kev.
Civil War, I'd say. My hope is that in some of these movies we actually see some of the characters die, because if nobody ever dies, it's like the stakes kind of feel like...
It's Marvel, dude. Nobody ever dies in anything ever.
No, Kevbo's going to be very happy with Captain America 3. Someone will die. It's guaranteed.
Abe Lincoln gets assassinated.
I want it to be like Game of Thrones, where you never know who's going to die.
But
if you read the comic, you know who's going to die.
Yeah, you know who's going to die. Someone's going to die. The way they're making it, if you look at whose contract is coming up, someone is clearly going to die very soon.
Whose contract is for another, six films? Yeah.
Yeah. No, someone's dying, Kevo. Don't worry.
As for me, I'm looking forward to the Avengers Infinity War 1 and 2. I just can't wait for that. So. I've been waiting for that since they showed Thanos at the end of the first Avengers.
All right, so I think we're going to get into a little bit of a DC versus Marvel battle. So I'm going to throw it next to Will. What do you got for us this week?
Well, the same thing happened the week before.
I didn't get to say which one I was waiting for.
Neither did I, by the way.
Shit, sorry.
Let's see what everybody's going for. Oh, two people answered? Oh, okay, let's move on.
Heavy set, go.
I agree with Carp. It's the Infinity War. Actually, it's even before Thanos was at the end of the movie. A year before the movie came out, I'll read spoilers. I don't care. And there was a rumor that Thanos was going to be in it, and they showed a piece that they were supposedly going to use for the movie. And that was, like I said, a year before the movie came out, and that's all I had ever heard about it. And then at the end of the Avengers, when they actually showed Thanos, I was pumped. And then when they changed the route that they were supposed to go, a rumor before it of how Phase 2 was going to have Thanos, but then they decided to extend that out, obviously, for 20 more years. But those are the two I'm definitely waiting for. And I'm a huge Captain America fan, too, but the Infinity War is going to be awesome.
Douchebag.
For me, it's going to be Captain America Civil War and Suicide Squad. And it's my prediction.
We're not talking about that yet.
There. Oh, sorry. Okay.
The state of Marvel War.
Captain America Civil War.
Spoiler alert.
And it's my... I told Cabo check this today. I think that in The Avengers, the second one, Age of Ultron, I think Hawkeye's going to die. That's my prediction, even though it's not a spoiler. I just think that's going to happen.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to go with Cap America minus 3 hours of shaky cam.
Yeah, I got a friend who would like to talk to you about that.
Bring
him on.
Friend. Fucking yeah, we got that guy. You know what I think of your friend?
You son of a bitch.
All right, let's throw it next to...
Cock Talk.
Okay, the one I want to see most is Inhumans, actually. I've always liked them quite a bit. One really cool thing is that I recently bought the first appearance of the Inhumans and Black Panther, so hopefully those will go up in price. We'll see.
All right, awesome. Yeah. We got you on the line. Let's get your news.
All right, So I think that the whole thing with Marvel divulging everything is partly in retaliation against a move that DC did the week before. So this is what's coming up for DC. They also have a huge slate until 2020. So this is it, okay? Ready? 10 movies.
Here we go.
2016, Batman v Superman, Dawn of
Justice. Yeah! That's going to break box office records, going to beat Titanic.
Oh, yeah. You think? Well, no, Titanic, but...
It's beating Titanic.
It's not beating
Avatar? Fuck you, it's beating Titanic.
It's not even beating Avengers.
It's going to beat Avengers. It's going to beat... It's going to beat fucking Avatar. It's beating everything.
Yeah, okay. Then...
I'll put money on it. Here's the thing. We've never seen it before on the big screen. Fucking people nerdgasming everywhere. Juices flowing. And people have to take those nerdgasm people to... They're going to watch it 20 times over. It's going to be the male version of people crying at Titanic.
I'll take a $10 bet with you that Avengers beats...
I'm going to bet everybody. I'm going to be broke.
We already have our Avengers bet.
Oh, we do? Remember, what's the Avengers bet?
I said it would make over 600.
I said it'd make under 6 domestic.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let's keep it at that.
Okay, then...
All right, keep going.
In 2016, we also have the Suicide Squad. Which is, if you're wondering, it's a bunch of villains who are fighting for government to lower their sentence. So that includes Deadshot, maybe Deathstroke, who knows. Harley Quinn was in it for a while. Okay, then you've got, in 2017, you've got Wonder Woman. Finally, that means that this will be before Captain Marvel from Marvel. So thus, the first big female-centric film will actually be coming from DC and not Marvel. Then we've got Justice League Part 1 in 2017. Everybody's been confirmed for the roles except for Green Lantern. So you never know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds is on the phone, like going like any day now they will call.
Hey, do you think Ben Affleck could play Batman and Daredevil at the same time?
And who? Daredevil?
Daredevil?
They already had Daredevil in Marvel. They already picked a guy to play him.
Oh, Daredevil's Marvel.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
They already got a guy to play him. He's gonna be a Netflix. It's gonna be a Netflix exclusive, as you'll be very happy.
Yeah. I'm gonna shut up. Go ahead.
Okay, no, it's okay. Okay. Then you got in 2018, The Flash, starring the guy who's not in the Flash TV show, and thus officially separating the TV universe from the movie universe. Then we've got in 2018, we've got Aquaman, starring Game of Thrones Jason Momoa, which is a really cool and very different kind of look to the character. In 2019, we've got Shazam, which might end up being at the same time as the film that Carp wanted to watch. So if he's going to his Marvel movie, I'll be watching Shazam instead. And Shazam will be starring...
Shaq.
What?
No. That's Kazam.
Yeah, it's Kazam.
I know.
Shaq Fu. Oh,
God. Anyways, Shaq Fu, by the way, is making a comeback on Kickstarter. Anyways, Shazam will be starring Dwayne Johnson as the villain.
I prefer Shaco.
By the way, I think that's the best casting of all time. If you look online, Black Adam, he looks just like The Rock. In 2019, we've just...
Alright, Will's dropped, unfortunately. Thank you, Skype. Somebody else want to take over the release dates?
I'll do it.
For a minute.
Justice League Part 2 will be in 2019. And 2020, it's going to be Cyborg starring Ray Fisher. And 2020, they're going to do a new Green Lantern movie.
Okay, do you think they could somehow make it not fucking terrible like the Seth Rogen bullshit that we saw?
No, that's Green Hornet.
I'm like 0 for 5 this week.
You should know your comic book movies after so many podcast episodes.
I like the comment at the top. They'll also be making a new Green Lantern movie, but not until 2020, by which time Ryan Reynolds' child will be 5 years old and his parents will never talk about how they met, not ever, because they actually met on the set of Green Lantern. Awesome. Yeah, Green Lantern's going to probably suck. Justice League. Hold on.
It's 7 years away.
I don't think Justice League Part 1 and 2 should have a 2-year difference. To me, that's not very smart. They should be a year at most.
I disagree. Avengers. But Avengers is going to be 5 years apart, no?
Infinity War Part 1 and 2 are 1 year apart.
It's probably to tell a story, though.
But technically, yeah, it's a Part 1 and a Part 2. It's not like it's one story.
Okay, side story. I fucking hate when they do that. I mean, because you're going in to watch a movie that you know will not have a completion.
The thing is, D-Ren and I were actually talking about this as well, and I'm actually okay with it for this instance, because I think there is going to be too much story to tell just in one movie. Just because, like, especially because the scope is going to be so massive, I want to try to get as much of this story as I can. And usually I agree with Twilight, with the Hunger Games. I find it all silly. I think Harry Potter as well, right? They split the last.
Yep.
It's split into 500 Pirates. Fucking movies.
Yeah, but like this, I'm okay with. I know it's a cash grab, but I also feel if they were going to try to cram everything into 2 hours, the fans would be losing out.
Agreed. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Let's get into the weekend box office.
Hey, where's my story?
What about D-Ren's story?
Oh, man.
I forgot about him in 10 minutes.
Such an asshole tonight, man.
He's like the redundant of this podcast.
Hey, fuck you.
I'm kidding. All right. Yeah, sorry, Darren. T-Ren, go ahead. Let's get your new story.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of break up this superhero DC and Marvel stuff, even though it's a lot of amazing press releases. I think I'd like to talk a bit of my wheelhouse, James Bond. There was a press release and photos about Bond locations. We know there's going to be filming in Morocco and supposedly a car chase in Rome. And they've kind of discussed about filming also a few scenes in Italy. But the big news is that they're filming a wintry type scene, maybe a ski scene, or a good chunk of the movie they're shooting in like northern Austria. That may double as Norway because they actually wanted to film in Norway. But I guess something fell through. Could have been tax incentives. So I think we're gonna see Bond maybe hopefully skiing. We haven't seen that since Pierce Brosnan skiing in World's Not Enough. And it might be, even though the shot in Austria, we might see a double as Norway. So I think that's kind of a different feel for the Bond movies as well. So
I mean, here's the fact that I appreciate is it's an international franchise. I mean, it's got a million different movies, but they shoot all over the world. Actually, I've got a question for you. Do you think they'll ever do one based primarily out of the States, or are they specifically not doing that because they want to have that international appeal?
It's tough to say because they have done it in the past. I mean, if you look at the Sean
wasn't
Connery era, Dalton's was set in Key West and the fictional country in Mexico, and the other one was Morocco and Austria, actually.
Do one for where Walken was the bad guy. He wanted to like drain Silicon Valley or whatever, right?
Yeah, that was San Francisco and France.
Isn't Goldmember 2 also U.S.? Goldmember. Goldfinger.
Goldfinger was...
he once got a Fort Knox.
Yeah, Goldfinger was Miami and Fort Knox, and we've had Diamonds Are Forever, which was primarily shot in Las Vegas and a bit in Amsterdam. So we've had the... even Live and Let Die was shot in New York and New Orleans.
You know what they need? They need to film one in Saskatchewan.
I think Kevin Smith's taking care of Canadian.
No, Kevin Smith is taking care of ruining Canadians.
Well, Yoga Hosers looks promising.
D-Ren?
Yep.
I really hate Live and Let Die. I think that's one of my worst Bonds ever. That I really have a tough time with that one. By the way, D-Ren, James Bond with that deck of cards is like the biggest D-bag on the planet in that scene. I'm like, what? Like, it's he's a douche.
Well, I'm a little off topic, but the older James Bond with Sean Connery, he's a big douchebag because he's telling one of the nurses that he'll tell on her supervisor because something happened. So he kind of almost rapes her. So
Jesus, okay.
Well, basically,
well, he rapes her too. In Goldfinger, he rapes her too. That scene's very disturbing.
Rapes her? Who? You mean Pussy Galore? Yeah, he forces himself on her, and well, she's a lesbian, so his magical penis finally turns her into a straight woman. So,
and on that note, let's get into the movie review of the week. The magical question is: Keanu Reeves back? John Wick.
Keanu Reeves is fucking back.
Yeah, this he is. I watched it.
Was awesome. I loved almost every minute of it. Perfect length. No shaky cam during the fighting scenes that I noticed. Gun battles were amazing. They live up to the amount of headshots they say. It was just, it was really good. I'd like to see another one for sure. They leave it open for a sequel. They leave it open for maybe a side story as well in the movie about this hotel he stays at. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm really impressed. 8.5, don't kill a man's dog at a 10.
Don't fuck with his dog because he will kill
everyone.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody who's associated with killing a dog. My only disappointment is I was waiting for Theon Greyjoy to get his wang cut off again, but it didn't happen.
Okay, let's get Will's
What I loved was the supporting cast. They've got, I think his name is Michael Nyquist. They've got Willem Dafoe. They've got Adrian Palicki. They're all supposed to play Wonder Woman. They've got Ian McShane as the manager. They've got Jason Isaacs, who I don't know where he was in the movie, but apparently he was there, so I gotta watch this again. But yeah,
Kevin Nash, big Russian bodyguard.
Yeah, Kevin Nash. You got Kevin Nash too. That's right. Yeah. No, it's amazing the people they got for this. And yeah, I like it a lot. You see why he's doing this. It's not just because they killed his dogs. Not just because he stole his car. There's a reason to it. The only thing is that there's like this giant plot hole where if he's the best known guy not to mess with, why does someone mess with him? That's the one thing I find weird.
It was the young man who messed with him because he didn't know who he was.
It's not a spoiler. You see in the commercial they mess with him. Yeah. They kill his dog. Anyways.
But you can tell like the kid doesn't know who he is and that's why they
Yeah, but
they
like
steal
he's
car.
But he's like the most known guy. Anyways, the other thing that I found, and you guys are gonna hate me for this, but I don't feel that Keanu brought something to it that someone else I don't feel that Keanu was specifically made for this role. I don't think he made it his own. It's not like watching Liam Neeson in Taken.
Son of a bitch.
No, it's not. Because like in Taken, we weren't used to seeing Liam Neeson this way. And he is a badass. But in this one, I feel like anybody with that can like stare daggers at a guy could have pulled this role off. I don't think that Keanu brought so much more to it. I feel it's more like I've heard him in like The Matrix where he's like, whoa. I know Kung Fu. Like, that was definitely
Well, here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. You're casting a guy appropriately, and now you're upset because he was appropriately casted for a role.
I guess, but I thought,
that makes no fucking sense.
Actually, I'm getting the same rating
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, that was cool. But that was the only... But I mean, I think he's awesome, man. I think
he was
fun.
Properly casted in the role, but because he was, I was upset.
Well, that's my same thing with the Cumberbatch, right? I'm upset that he's
So they're actually doing their job.
Yeah, they're actually doing their job, yeah.
Fuck it. No, no.
I'll tell you what I love, though. I love that it was an old-school action flick. I really love that, like Taken. To me, it's the better action movie since Taken. I prefer Taken, though, because of the reveal of Liam Neeson, but this film is very, very solid. I recommend everybody to watch it. I like how it's a hard R film. There is, and there's the most hot headshots I've ever seen in my life. So yeah, 8.5 shots to the head on 10.
Anybody see anything else this week?
I was just gonna have two questions about the movie. Was this John Wick better than Shoot 'Em Up? Was it more fun than that?
Yeah. Because it has actually. I'll tell you one thing awesome about the movie. He's constantly reloading. There's all these cool things that another action movie in the 80s would not have had. Like you never see Steven Seagal reload, or he's ever shot. When this one, this guy gets shot, he gets pain, he has to always find ways to realize. There's a great scene where he's got someone in the head, but he realizes there's no more bullets, so he kicks him really hard, has time to reload, and has enough time to shoot him in the head. It was very, very fun. I enjoyed it. So yeah, it's more realistic than shooting. I did not enjoy shooting up that way. This is
Shoot 'em up, you have to understand, is more of a solid action comedic style flick.
Yeah, comedic. Yeah,
this is a lot more. This is like a thriller revenge action.
I'd say it's like, is it like the same kind of grittiness as Taken? Would that be fair to say, Carp?
It's in the style, but nothing gets, well, the only thing that it's taken is the dog's life, so.
I know.
And everybody else's life, apparently.
And then all the
Russian bad guys. And this is another trend that's starting, there's a lot more Russian bad guys starting to come out now, so.
I'll tell you one thing I loved about it, it's that it builds this whole fictional, underworld crime within this very singular story, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned about them, like a possible side sequel with the hotel.
It's cool, it's like a whole world we don't see.
Yeah,
and like their currency is gold doubloons. It's very interesting. There's a bunch of weird stuff in it.
Carb, question for you now. You've seen Equalizer as well.
Yes.
How does this compare to Equalizer?
I enjoyed John Wick a lot more. A lot more action.
Oh yeah,
much higher body count. They're both different, and they each have different redeeming qualities to them. But so far, to me, John Wick was the better action style flick because it's pretty much almost nonstop action. It felt like.
All right, so Will has seen Dracula Untold as well. We've reviewed it, but I'd like to get his 2 cents on it. Go ahead.
It surprised me very much. I was expecting just the Hollywood schlock, but the actor brought a lot to it. His name is Luke Evans, I believe. He made me care for the character. He was a real badass. The one thing I did not enjoy at all was that there were these awesome fight scenes. They were going for a 300-style thing, but the camera wasn't steady, so it was very choppy. That's the one thing I would have liked against it. So it was a corny story, but the actor brought a lot to it, and it was surprisingly fun. If you want a decent action movie with a cool supernatural flair, that's the film for you.
So just to confirm, and I think Hebby asked this question last week, no werewolves taking their shirts off, correct?
No werewolves taking their shirts off. No, by the way, I gave it 8 out of 10 for Dracula Untold.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Will. Let's get into the weekend box office. Break it down! All right, Will, let's break down the numbers for this one.
All right. So number one, to my greatest disappointment, is Ouija. At 19...
Isn't it Ouija?
It's Ouija. How would I pronounce it?
I got corrected last time.
It's Ouija.
The American Ouija? Way is to say Ouija.
Ouija.
It's Ouija board, is it?
Ouija.
Okay, I hear Ouija, Ouija, and Ouija.
Hey, what do I say, guys?
I think it's Ouija.
Ouija, okay. It's Ouija.
I've only heard Google it as it. Ouija.
So. Okay,
Ouija. I think Ouija's right.
Good God. Okay, guys. Number one, Ouija, to my big disappointment, at 19.8 million.
On a budget of 5.
Yeah. Yeah, these movies keep freaking it in.
That's the formula.
Yeah, it's the formula, right?
Take a bullshit concept, throw some scary moments into it, $5 million budget, no-name actors, actresses, and the teens will flock to it.
Sorry, go ahead. It's cool.
No, go ahead.
I was at the movie theater to watch John Wick, and I saw the flock scoring towards Ouija instead, and it was all like young kids. So I'm guessing, is that the biggest public going to the movies these days?
PG-13, man.
Yeah, that's it. It's
the moneymakers. Yeah, right now, the millennials, it's these kids who just want this rehash garbage. I guess officially you get old when you complain about all this. You know, back in my day, we had horror movies with practical effects, and now it's all this CGI BS. So you're officially old, Carp.
Fuck you. 35's all right, Will.
All right, Will, go ahead.
Okay, and in second place, we've got the film that me and Carp liked a lot, John Wick, at $14.4 million. I don't have the budget here. Does anybody have the budget on it?
Yeah, the estimates are between $20 to $25
million. Oh, okay, so it could make back its money eventually, and it could probably make more, we'll see.
It's got no foreign numbers yet either, so...
Yeah, exactly. No.
It's not
going to
do good in Russia,
national.
But...
you never know that. Freaking Captain America was great in markets that they had removed the name just in case not to be anti-American. So, I mean, you never know with these movies. But yeah,
here's the thing about Wick. Because it made so little money, are they going to do a second one now?
But you never know. It's like Dread. This film, to me, feels a lot like Dread, where it's going to have a big fan base that actually likes what it is. I think it's going to have a huge following on DVD and maybe Netflix. And maybe there'll be... I think it's going to be like... not a sleeper, but through time, people are going to appreciate it.
People still rent DVDs? And it's not like they're making a crap ton on Netflix residuals.
No, they'll buy like Blu-rays and stuff.
I think it'll be big in Asia.
You think it'll be big in Asia?
Keanu's huge in Asia.
I didn't know.
I think this type of movie will be big in Asia.
Him in Asia is like Hasselhoff in Germany. It just works.
Is it like... what's it? Hulk Hogan in Japan? Apparently that's like the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Hasselhoff.
Okay, guys, number three is the film that was number one last week, Fury, to make an extra $13.3 million. That makes it all together a $46 million gross on a $68 million budget. Number four is Gone Girl, $11 million, making it $124 million. Then number five is Book of Life.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Foreign number on Gone Girl?
Yeah, 111.
118 now.
That's great. And talking about foreign, Kebo predicted that Fury would not do well. He was correct. 11 million foreign.
Oh, okay. Because it's a purely American, it's a very American-centric film?
Well, yeah. It's World War II, America, American shoot Nazis.
Or Nazis in World War II.
Five Americans could beat 300 Nazis, apparently.
Okay. The Book of Life made $10 million this weekend, making it $3 million altogether. Not going to do so well. The budget was $50 million. I don't know. It's not seeming to do a lot of money for an animated film. Number six.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Our researcher, Ella Photography, who's live in studio, just looked up. It's Ouija.
It's Ouija. Good.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ella Photography.
But Wikipedia has it as Ouija.
No, I just read it. It was on her Apple iPhone. Not a fan of the phone, but...
It is on Wikipedia.
Yeah, there you go.
That Apple iOS, man, it's corrupting her.
It changes. Like, if you go on it from an Apple iPhone, it's just like Apple's the most... It's like the greatest selling phone. And if you go with another computer, it's like Apple's last. It'd be awesome if they could change history.
So I knew what I hated. It was the Apple conference. We're all wondering, gee, how can we watch it? At our office, we're all Explorer, and we're all Windows, so nobody could watch that thing. You have to have Safari and the latest version. So,
okay, I know we're completely branching off topic. Next time, go to twit.tv. They stream it live, and they talk over it.
I see. Thanks. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hold on, wait. You actually use Explorer?
At work, yeah.
I was
Internet Explorer is the greatest browser to download another browser.
Whenever I accidentally click it at work, I just get like hives. Like I gotta shut this crap.
No, but what I hate is when I for 1 second I think I'm Google Chrome and I write something in the search bar just to see it and I get with Bing. I'm like, oh fuck this shit. Anyways,
it's like the browser equivalent to herpes.
Yeah, but anyways,
I use Netscape Navigator.
That's what
Netscape. What the fuck?
I'm joking.
You should totally be recording on ICQ.
That's what I was about to say. Freaking Internet Explorer.
Netscape's still out there, guys. Ain't it? You know.
ICQ, yeah, it's out there.
Netscape became Firefox.
Really? Well,
there you go.
Okay.
Can we get back on topic?
Yes,
please?
Yes.
Movies.
Okay,
browsers here.
Number six was Saint Vincent, which is interesting because last week was number 15. I'm guessing it was released in very limited release.
Yeah,
it made
a national.
It's up 1,000%.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
they've added 2,214.
So it made $7.7 million. Number seven is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, made $7 million. Number eight is The Best of Me, made $4.6 million. Number nine, Dracula Untold, made $4 million, making a total of $48 million on a budget of $7
million. Great foreign, 117 foreign.
Oh, okay, so it's got the... Okay, yeah. Okay, good. So it's good. Okay, so it made back its budget already, doubled budget.
Pretty much,
that's good. Okay, thanks, old school. And then we're running out of top ten is The Judge, making $4 million, making it $34 million altogether.
Thank you very much.
Cock Talk.
We've got two upcoming movies this week. One we're going to play the trailer for, starring...
Don't you mean
Jake Gyllenhaal. Starring, yeah. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal, who goes anorexic for this role, Nightcrawler.
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for a job. I'm a hard worker. I set high goals. My motto is, if you want to win the lottery, you have to make the money to buy a ticket. So what do you say? I could start tomorrow, or even why not tonight?
No, I'm not hiring.
Well, first, go around, get a shot inside the car.
Hey, back away.
I got it, I'm back.
Will this be on television?
Morning news, if it bleeds, it leads.
Are you currently hiring? I'm starting a TV news business.
You, get back!
I film breaking stories. Maybe you saw my item this morning, you were fatal carjacking.
No, I mean, I don't have a TV.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Does it have GPS?
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're hired.
Okay.
Are we
taking the next right.
That's stupid!
Repeat the police.
I will never ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself.
Excuse me. I have something you'll be very excited about.
You have a good eye. I want you to contact me when you have something.
Something like this.
Think of our newscast as a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut.
You will be seeing me again.
Any unit, residential 211.
A home invasion.
Gotta call the cops.
And we will, at the right time.
But I don't know what to.
We're gonna find the person that drove that car.
Start filming.
I'm Detective Fonieri.
I think you withheld information.
That would be a very unprofessional thing for me to do.
It would be murder.
I want what you promised me. I want something people can't turn away from.
911, what's your emergency?
I think Lou is inspiring all of us to reach a little higher.
Gyllenhaal kind of playing the anti-hero here. There's no real protagonist in this story from what I can see. Because you can't really cheer for a guy who, you know, hides evidence and goes around breaking laws and kind of being, you know, just trying to help himself. And it's a weird film in that respect. I think Gyllenhaal's got the chops to pull it off. I mean, it's obviously over-exaggerating kind of like the, how news is, you know, if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. I'm interested in checking this out. Not a theater for me. It'd probably be a Netflix or a download. Cart, let's throw it to you.
Same thing. Probably Netflix or a download.
Have you set year or nay?
Same.
Kebo Trek?
Yep.
same thing? Download, yeah. Will?
Same thing for me. I can wait for it to be on DVD. I mean on Blu-ray.
D-Run?
Same. Consensus.
Somebody has seen it. Ella Photography. What do you give it on 10?
6.
Okay, so there you go. I think everybody is right then. We also have Saw's 10th anniversary. Is this just a re-release, Heavy?
I'm guessing that's what it's a re-release. I haven't even heard anything about it, but it does make sense. 10-year anniversary of, I'm guessing, the first one. And got to have something to do with the series. I'd like to see, because I don't think they have it. I would like to have a box set of all of them.
In your opinion, like, you're a huge fan of the franchise. Would you go back just for nostalgia? To go in the theater to watch it?
I don't know. The first one, I didn't get to watch right around the time it came out. I watched it years later, and I knew the ending because everybody didn't. Spoiler alert. So.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's what I was actually waiting on that. But as much as I like it, I don't know if I would go back and say now, even though it would take forever, if they had a marathon of all of them. That's a different story.
Yeah, it'd be like you'd be in the theater for a week. Forget it. Like,
if they spread it over maybe 2 days.
No, but nobody's going to a theater for 2 days. I mean, well, there are some people who have that.
I don't know,
wise,
man.
But
total runtime 6.5 hours for all of them. So,
oh yeah, okay, that's
you can
doable.
Marathon them. Very
they've
easy.
Done
that's
the Lord like, of the Rings three back to back for the three of them
yeah,
before.
That's,
like
that's like 9-something hours.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's intense.
Like,
man.
Saw's not so bad.
All right. In my opinion, though, I think it hasn't been long enough for them to start re-releasing. You know, for me, it's like a 20, 25 years. Like Top Gun would have been cool to see back in the theater. Saw Back to the Future not too long ago. That's to me, that's
okay.
The appropriate amount of time.
If The Dark Knight came back.
Oh, yeah, I go.
Okay, that's only been a couple of years.
That's the Nolan exception to the rule, though. All right. Anybody know about Before I Go to Sleep?
It's a kind of the vein of Memento. Nicole Kidman goes to sleep and forgets what happens the day, so she has to do like a memory thing, and she thinks people are trying.
She marries Tom Cruise, goes to sleep.
No, it's actually looks pretty good. I would actually watch it.
Meh.
I'd be a yay. It looks very interesting.
As Kevin would say, hey.
All right, let's check out DVDs.
DVD release.
Not too much going on. Heavy set, America, 2014. What's that?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, whatever that is. Begin Again, Deliver Us From Evil.
Deliver Us From Evil was the horror flick with, what's his name? The other guy who played the Hulk.
Yeah, it's a pretty light release and DVD release this week. Usually it's around September. I'm kind of surprised you know, this kind of pre-Halloween weekend, there's not that much going on.
The fact that Halloween's on a Friday and people bring out their kids and people are going to parties, why waste your money?
Yeah, good point. All right, let's get to feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
L Photography, do you ever go ass to mouth? You never go ass to mouth, Carb.
What?
you're supposed to continue on it. I wanted to see if like I can get the entire panel to go.
You never go.
Not
ass
literally
to
go
mouth.
Ass to mouth, but figuratively discuss it. Anyways,
not even in the moment.
Not even in the moment. We got some feedback here. Piper the DJ, worst movie ever. Hashtag OSATM. It's The Room.
Napoleon
what?
Dynamite.
You can't even appreciate it for what it is?
Well, hold on. And we're going to discuss The Room in a bit. Okay. But I want to get everybody's answers.
Tusk right now.
Wow. Zoolander.
Zoolander was spectacular. You suck.
Freddy Got Fingered was pretty high.
Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered was terrible. But I would say, I don't know, I really... The freaking Village. I hate The Village.
Resident Evil.
That's awesome.
Twilight.
Okay, let's sidetrack a bit here. Will I hate you? Do you know why I hate you?
Please tell me.
Because I'm starting to get obsessed with this Room movie now.
I'm so glad to hear.
I've seen it more than once, and now I'm like looking up the characters and watching Q&As, and it's like, I fucking hate you, man. This is the... It's the biggest piece of shit movie ever for those who haven't seen it. But I think we're going to have to do an episode this. I want to go in depth on it. I'm obsessed with it now. Dude, Tommy Wiseau.
He's going to Montreal, I think. Greg Sistero.
I'll go with you.
I've watched that movie too many freaking times.
But we'll go in depth in the next whatever episode we do it on. But it's just the story of this like guy. We don't know where he's from. He sells coats in North Korea to make his own movie. It's the most ridiculous dialogue. He has sex scenes. He makes love to this girl's belly button. She won't do a second scene. It's the worst acting. They do a green screen outside when they could have just used the outside. Like, it's insane. I'm not doing it justice.
Did you read
Please
the
watch
book
this movie.
They made a book recently. Did you read it?
They made a book.
So you're asking us to watch how terrible it is?
I
haven't seen it yet.
Carp would love this film.
All I can say is that I was the same as you when it was first shown to me. I'm like, why is he showing me this piece of shit? And then you get obsessed with it. I don't know what it is. But it's like Rocky Horror, but...
Oh, it's better.
The worst movie ever.
By the way, old All right. school, friends yes. of mine made a mistake. They had a couple over. They were like, hey, guys, we watched this really hilarious movie. Let's watch it together. And they watched The Room. And their friends were like, what is this piece of shit? Like, that was not the way to introduce the film.
No, you can't. It's hard to. It's weird to introduce it, but once you, I think, see it a couple times, I can't explain it. But you just now, I like the movie for some reason.
I'm glad to hear it. Old school.
All right, Piper the DJ also asks, where do you get your parody trailers? It's actually from Screen Junkies on YouTube. They do their Honest Trailer series. We're actually going to end the show with an Honest Trailer of Shaw.
Raw.
Yeah. All right.
What?
I'm sure. All right, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Go with Heavy Set.
Still waiting on trying to get figured out of www.kfibsports.com, but...
Really? Okay, what the fuck is this guy doing, man? Is he still not reachable, or is he being, like, difficult?
No, I got to him. It's just he forgot the password, and he's so busy with shit, and I always hate bugging him about it. But it's something I'm hoping to get fixed very soon, because I want to get the website back up. Granted, it's not a great website. It just redirects you to the Podbean, and it makes the Podbean look more official, but still.
That DSJNP, they're on your network completely, right?
They are. Well, they are, and they're not. It's kind of like Spanish Announce Table. How Spanish Announce Table is on Trending Topics Network, but also they have their own feed. So they have their own feed, but they also are on KFAP Sports.
They had some news review show. It was pretty with some Asian dude and some Jewish guy or something.
and Devil Vamp.
Yeah, that was good. And I heard the Second Shift podcast, too. That was good.
Okay.
I got to check out the NFL one with Carp.
You guys need to get a hold of them. Because here's what I told them. DSJNP, the guy who runs the Devil Vamp, he keeps saying, like, oh, we want people from Canada to tell us how the network is there. And I'm like, dude, just fucking tweet old school or tweet the Mountie, you know, talk to them. No, have them do that. I'm like, no, they're Canadian.
Just tweet me.
I'm like, dude.
Hashtag OSATM. How's the network? That's it.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, guys. I'm not hard to find. All right, Carp, plugs, final thoughts.
The usual, StableWars.com, new members and stuff, new season of WWE Stable Wars will probably start in within the next 2 weeks, definitely before Survivor Series.
And if you win, Carp will give you a hand job. Let's go with D-Rent. Yeah. D-Rent, Plex Final Thoughts.
Just watch Arrow. It's my favorite show on TV, and it's such an awesome show. That's it.
Kebo Trek, Plex Final Thoughts.
I echo the sentiments about Arrow. It's not the best show on TV, but it's one of the best, and we'll plug, because she's right there, ellaphotography.ca. Hi, Izza.
Hashtag suck up.
Will, comic books for the win. What's going on with that?
We've got cosplay interviews, and we've got reviews of really old school comics, like the the comics from the 60s for Spider-Man and 40s for Batman. So if you ever, we're the only ones on the web who actually do video reviews of those comics. So if you want to see where the origins of the movie characters come from, please watch that. Also, I also recommend Arrow. I think it's an awesome show.
Agreed. Comicbooksftw.com. So for Will, Kevbo Trek, Heavy Set, D Ren, and Photography.ca.
Hey!
This is Mr. Old School. Oh, and Carp. This is Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening.
From a production company that sounds like they make porn, comes a film with the same production value as porn. In a low budget hit that transformed the horror genre into straight up torture porn. Saw. Seesaw, a great idea for a student short film that somehow got stretched into 6 feature-length sequels, 2 video games, and 1 super fun roller coaster. When 2 strangers wake up in your typical Taco Bell bathroom, the only way out is to patiently use the various saws, slabs, and guns to weaken their chains until they're able to break free. But instead of the obvious, prepare for 100 minutes of reminiscing.
I remember how I got here.
Playing catch. And dramatically reaching for stuff.
My family needs me!
Almost have another idea? Nope. Tremble before the Jigsaw Killer, a psychopath who combines the traps of Wile E. Coyote with the terrifying puppetry of Jeff Dunham.
Hello, Amanda. I want to play a game.
Come, saw, and conquer the first in a long line of cheaply made gornos, featuring the claustrophobia of being trapped in a room because there wasn't the budget for more locations, the panic of the fast-paced editing because there wasn't the budget for better effects, and the cringe factor of watching the movie screenwriter try to act.
You can be the one who put me in this room!
Same thing happened to me, see?
Lawrence, calm down. There must be a way out of this.
Because there wasn't the budget for professional actors. So settle in for the one that started it all. Full of cool, well-thought-out traps that the sequels turn into complete parodies of themselves.
You must press both buttons at once in the box before you. However, in doing so, you will give a sacrifice of your own. Two can live, 4 will die.
What the f*** is this guy talking about? And horrific violence happening off-screen that the sequels turn into the star of the franchise. Ugh, who watches this stuff? Go to starring. Starring Kristen Bell, Robin Hood, Man in Chain, Dental Plan, Lisa Needs Braces, Awesome Mix, Volume 1, Rush Hour, this guy, the bad guy from Lost, I think she's on Parenthood, Filth, and Cher. Saw 1, you saw them all.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Wait, shouldn't you...
No, you guys, you read, man.
But shouldn't you... Well, I actually have to read the story.
Yeah, it's your story.
I don't want to read it.
What do you mean? It's your story.
I just want to talk about it. I don't want to read the story.
I think from now on, the smart thing to do is going to be to pick the IGN ones, because it seems like they're all
the
with
clips,
the,
yeah.
Old School at the Movies featuring IGN.
Okay, I'll read it.
I'll read it. I'll read it. Okay. No problem.